Tom, can you talk about preparing for the playoffs at the same time, going through the interview stages for head coaching positions?
I think it would have been a possible situation if we didn't win last week. But again, the bye week, it's actually been pretty convenient. You know, where we've been going hard here on our three possibilities of teams we could play. The whole staff and the players are going to get Friday and Saturday off. So that's when I'm taking care of that business. I'm meeting with a few teams those 2 days. My kids were upset about it. They thought I had a couple off days. But that's about it. It doesn't affect anything here because getting this bye week has allowed me to do this.
Has Dan given you any advice in terms of whether it's preparing for the interview or how to handle this?
Yeah, just be yourself and enjoy the process. You know, it's something that you shouldn't get stressed out about. It's something you should enjoy. So just go in there open-minded, no expectations, and just try to be yourself.
It seems like, at least publicly, there's been a 180 on you. Last year, everybody was beating you up. The team wasn't doing very well. The offense seemed to be underachieving. This year, it almost seems like you're the flavor of the month right now. How do you sort of handle that? Turn around and your view of that?
I've been through it a bunch. I've been in this league for a while, so I've had a lot of highs and lows. I think it affected me a lot more when I was younger, when you invest a lot into it and you don't want to hear anything negative. But, I think what helped me the most was, whether it's good or bad, you try not to let it affect you. And the main thing is when it's good. You don't want to listen to it and feel real great because I've done that before. And then it feels that much worse when it goes bad. So you start to realize that you don't do it for that stuff. You do it because you really enjoy it. You enjoy the team, the guys. And I really enjoy the schematics and watching football. So that's why you do it. And you don't totally do it for the praise. And that makes it a lot easier when you realize you don't do it for people killing you also.
When would you say you sort of made that turnaround in terms of sort of shutting out the noise?
Mainly when I was at Washington. That's when I kind of lost my innocence to the league a little bit and had to go through some stuff. So I realized if I wanted to live very long or enjoy my life, I better learn how to deal with this. And if I can, I should get out. And I think I've been through, I think I'm a little battle tested with that stuff. And I think it's made me a better coach and a better person.
Lost my innocence. It's an interesting way to put it.
Yeah, everyone does at times. And that's why the older you get, the more scars you get.
I would imagine your dad, obviously having been through it, you grew up in a coach's household, that it sort of helped in terms of preparing you for that to some degree?
To some degree. I mean, you know what the NFL's about, and you go through it a lot. But you never know until you go through it. You can watch other people go through it and say, hey, don't listen to that stuff, don't read it, and it doesn't mean anything. But then you see how it affects you or your family when it's personally you, and it's a little different. It'll catch anybody off until you actually go through it, but you got to learn why you do it, and if that's not the reason, then you usually can be okay.
Can you look at your running back combo, Freeman and Coleman? What are the strengths that each guy has, unique strengths that they have? I know you guys always talk about featuring guys. What do you feature with each of those guys?
Well, there's not one thing that one guy can do that the other can't. So there's a lot of similarities in them. The obvious difference is Tevin's as fast as any back in the league. So if it's something where it's totally predicated on speed, then Tevin's got a little bit of an advantage. If it's totally predicated on quickness or making someone miss in the hole, then Free's got a little bit of an advantage. But it's not like Free's slow, and it's not like Tevin's not quick. So there's really not, there's some guys you favor one or the other on certain plays. But if I call a play expecting it to be for Tevin and Free's in there, it's definitely not the end of the world. So it's a good thing to have. You got two guys who are very versatile who could do a little bit of everything, but you try to put them in the best situations possible.
From watching it seems that Freeman is, this season, is a little bit more elusive in the hole. Is that a fair assessment, you think?
He was at times last year, too. I think what's helped Free the most is Tevin staying healthy most of the year, I think, has helped him because Free had to carry the load most of the year last year, and I think it wore him down a little bit. And just being able to keep Free fresh with getting Tevin in there, I think both of them make each other better. And I both of them are very good backs, and they would love to do it all. But the more you wear down, the more this game gets to you. It's hard to keep that explosiveness and quickness throughout the year. And the more each of them can play, I think it'll help both their careers. And I think it shows up each Sunday. And I think it's what's got them playing their best ball in week 16 as opposed to week 3 and 4.
How fun has this been for you, just watching the offense do what it's been doing this year?
I can honestly promise that you never totally feel good in this league. It's fun to be successful. It's fun to do good, but I didn't fully feel great until Monday after the New Orleans game when you fully, you could feel good going into it knowing you're going to end up with a good offense and stuff, but if we would have lost that game, it would have been some bad feelings and you start right back over and you got to get ready for the playoff game. So, you know, being able to get this bye week and kind of sit back at the end of the year on Monday and look at some stuff and look at some numbers, it was pretty cool. You didn't realize totally exactly what we did on some numbers things because you don't want to get caught up at that in the year, but it was cool to look back and see it and be surprised by a lot of it. But I know we're not going to feel good about that if we don't take care of business next week. And there's only one team happy at the end of the year, and hope to be that team. You're good. That was cool.
On that same subject, Dan talked yesterday about the self-reflection you just talked about and what we could do better about ourselves. The top scoring offense in the league, what do you feel could be done better in all the categories you just talked about?
Yeah, you know, we've been pretty good in a lot of areas, you know, some not as good as others. You know, 3rd and 7 to 10, our numbers have been down in that area compared to the others. Last year we were, I think, number one in that area. So there's not a consistent, hey, this is what we're doing wrong, this is what we're doing right. You look at individual plays. Why did we come up short in this area? What happened in this game? What happened on this route? Was it a protection deal? Was it just a throw and a catch? Was it a bad call? You look at every little thing, and it really comes down to it. You have to continue to get better. I always feel you never stay the same. You're always getting better or worse. And so once you start to feel like you've arrived and you're doing good, you will be so much worse the next day. So we really focused on just technique this week. It's route running, throwing and catching, our blocking schemes, our two-man combinations. We don't know who we're going to play. So we've tried to just worry about us and go back to OTA-type basics.
You said surprised a minute ago. Is it just the amount of what some of the numbers are and the fact that you guys have done it on such a consistent
yeah,
basis?
Yeah, you never look. I mean, you know you're doing good. You know you're up there, but you never look at totally the numbers in comparison to other years in the history of the league. And when seeing some of those, it was surprising. So that it was cool to see.
Do you think you're ready to be a head coach?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think I have been. I think a lot of guys are. You know, it's about getting that opportunity and hoping it's the right fit. And it's definitely not something that I have to do. I mean, I love it here and love the situation here. I love the team here. There's no one better I could work for. My family loves living here. So it, by no means is it something that has to get done. But that's a goal of most people in our profession. And I'd be surprised if most people didn't tell you they were ready.
Would you take any job?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, some guys would. That's why, I mean.
No, and that's what I mean. That's when you're in a pretty good situation and you're very happy where you are, not just professionally, but also in your life with your family. There's got to be really good reasons to leave that.
Do you think you're a better coach now than you were last year? And if so, why?
Yeah, I think I'm a better coach every year. You learn from your fails and you learn from your successes. And going through things makes you stronger. I'm always evolving X and O's wise. I never stop with that. I think I get better as the more situations you go through, the better you are at handling those situations. I think I've always been the same person. I think I always will be the same person, but I think I'm no different than anyone else. The more reps you get at stuff, the better you get.
I think we talked when you first got the job here, and I said you had this reputation for kind of being stubborn and obstinate, which actually is not uncommon among coordinators a lot of times, but was that justified, and are you more flexible now than you used to be, or do you think all that's overstated?
Yeah, I've always been the same in that area. You know, you got to know me that I'm very flexible, and I don't consider myself stubborn, but I do work hard at what I do, and I do have reasons for everything. And if someone has something that they want to do, that's awesome. Just explain to me why and show me, and if it makes sense, we'll do that. If it doesn't, I'm probably going to explain why I don't like it, show why I don't like it, and there's going to be lots of discussions, but I don't think that's stubbornness. I think it's all I want to do, figure out is the best way to help our players make them successful, and we work pretty hard about it, at it, our whole coaching staff, and we're always trying to change, and we're always trying to challenge each other, and if someone has a great idea, they're going to get hit up by not just me, but four of us. We're going to drill them about why it's not a good idea, why it's not, and then finally, when he defends everything, we're like, you know what, you're right, that is a pretty good idea. So it's just about bringing the best out of each other, and I don't think that's stubbornness. I think that's everyone wants to do things the right way, and there's lots of different ways to do it, but we're all trying to find the best answer.
Guys, Coach Quinn's ready.
You talked about being
this is the last
flattered
one.
By the attention that comes with, you know, people wanting you to be a head coach. How much more flattering is it to hear from the Denver Broncos a program that you're very familiar with, that your dad was a part of and stuff like that, how much more flattering is that?
I know some of the people in that organization just growing up there, but I know more from when I was younger. You know, I never worked in Denver. I left there when I was in high school. I haven't been back since. You know, I've known the guys over the years most of my life, but I got a lot of respect for them, for football people. So that's really what's the most flattering. When you got respect for people who you really think that they do things the right way and they're really about one thing, and that's trying to win a Super Bowl. And when you have organizations like that who do want to talk to you and stuff, that's what I respect the most.